אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
So we're reading Tess, volume 1, part 4,
דף רש יוד דלת, פרק א', אנחנו בדברי הארי, אות זין.
Item 7.
כותרת, יש כוח 10 ספירות.
Headline, there is a force of 10 ספירות in the upper light. Item 7. Let us begin to clarify the existence of Akudim, what it's about. Know that the upper light is the part that is fitting to clothe Atzilut. It has the force of the 10 Sefirot, although they are as yet not apparent as 10 lights, but only after the completion of Akudim. However, certainly the force of these 10 lights was there to begin with. But since the light was not limited inside the vessel, it was still not apparent that they are 10.
Please,
inner light.
So, inner light, item 40. Meaning, only after the two Potsufim, Ab and Sag of Ak, emerged and were revealed, when the light entered and departed the vessel 10 times, and these entrances and exits created a distinguished and distinguished the 10 separate lights.
That we have to understand altogether. Along the whole path, the entrance of the light and the exit of the light builds the vessel. And if we're speaking about Sefirot on that package of desires, then the entrance, exit, by the light entering and exiting, it builds the desire in that way. Same with us in our life. We taste one thing, second time, third time, about this, about that, and then we understand where we are and what desire and how to use it. Okay. Good. So that's clear. Next.
Item 50.
Wait, Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит, что свет входит и выходит в кли, вот в наших?
What does it mean that the light enters and exits the vessels in our work?
I don't know. Still, we feel, we don't feel, we understand, we don't understand.
In
certain conditions, we get closer or further away, and by this, in us, we build memory cells. We fill them. These cells. And then from that, as it's written, there is no wise as the experienced. We start already to be ready for more complex work. That's how it is in our life. What's the difference between an expert and a simple person? The expert has been through many actions and checked all states in them. And then he can work with all his experience that he's gathered for himself, that he's gathered. From this, he starts becoming a special person.
It says in the beginning of the item that in the upper light there is the force of the 10 Sefirot.
But these 10 Sefirot in the upper light, it's simple upper light. When it goes in and out, in all the vessels, then we start feeling that really in this upper light there are 10 lights. Next.
Item 50. This is before they expanded to Akudim, meaning in the 10 Sefirot of Rosh, where the 10 Sefirot are only in potential and not in actuality.
Yes.
Item 16 refers to it was still not apparent that, but since the light was not limited inside the vessels. This limitation, item 60, begins to manifest only through the coupling by striking and the ascent of reflected light from below upward in the second look that comes after the clothing of the light in the emanated being, meaning after Akudim. However, the light is not limited by the first look in Malchut of the Rosh. Remember that.
Ot Ein.
Item 70 refers to it was still not apparent. Even in the expansion from the Rosh downward, it was still not apparent that they are 10 lights, because the 10 lights are regarded as a single light. That is so, because all the differentiations in the light are from the perspective of the vessels in which they clothe. Since here there is only one vessel, the 10 lights are also regarded as a single light.
Allah.
Item 8, words of the Ari. Headline, it drew the light of Akudim from Pe to Tabu and departed once more to its origin in the Pe. Item 8, what did the upper emanator do when he wished to create the vessel called Akudim? He extended his light downward until a sufficient measure for the creation of Akudim had existed, which from the Pe of the Tabu, and after he extended it, that light departed upward and returned to its origin in the Pe.
Ot Pe Ktana mitiches le'akudim.
Item 80 refers to Akudim, inner light. Malchut of Rosh is called Pe, and Malchut of the Guf is called Tabur. The first 9 Sefirot of the Guf begin to expand from the Pe, meaning from Malchut of the Rosh, and end at the Tabur, which is Malchut of the Guf. The entire place from the Tabur down to the Siyum of the Guf is regarded only as the Sefira of Malchut. Even though there are 10 Sefirot from the Tabur down, they are regarded as reflected light and female light, and as receivers that cannot bestow. Thus, the expansion of direct light from the Pe down is considered to extend only through the Tabu, where it stops because of the screen in Tabu.
Ot Tzadi.
Item 90 refers to, and after the light departed, meaning as the second look, as the Ari wrote, that it comes after the light is drawn to the vessel and not before.
You're expecting me for something?
There's a question by Kiev.
Okay, Kiev.
In item 80, he describes. How the Malchut of Rosh descends to the Guf. How does the Kabbalist feel it? First he does the calculation in the Rosh and then goes down to the Guf, or what?
No, it can be together. First of all, it calculates in the Rosh what there's in the Rosh, it expands in the Guf gradually. Okay? That's how it is, like in our world.
Адам кодем коль осе хешбон барош.
A person first calculates in the Rosh, then decides what he decided in the Rosh. He performs it already in the Guf.
Что значит, что вот мы делаем это вот в нашей работе в десятке?
What does it mean that we were doing it in the work in the ten, the calculation and the Rosh?
Of course we do it in the Rosh first. Let's say you sit together and you speak between you, and from that you decide that we need to do this or that, we're lacking this or that in order to advance, and then you decide, and this decision, later on you do it in the connection between you by increasing the connection in some corporeal action and so on.
Volga.
So what you just described is the work of the Rosh and the Guf?
Yes, Volga.
Да, Раф, вот он здесь пишет, что в
десятке
есть
that in the ten sfirot of the Sof, there is the light of the Nekeva, the female, which is related to the reflected light, but can't bestow, means what?
The light of female means that it receives and doesn't bestow. Female means that it's weaker than the male, that there's no desire to receive in order to bestow. To bestow in order to bestow, she does have. We'll speak about it more. Key of three.
Скажите, пожалуйста, а вот в 60-м пункте написано, что истаклут алеф...
In item 60, it says that the first istaklut look that comes...
The second look is in the tabu. We'll speak about it later, don't worry.
You
also said that the masach is always at the peh of Rosh. And here, in what we read, there are certain processes that occur in the malchut of Guf, the tabu. So does it mean that the Masach acts somehow there?
Also there the Masach works, but it's called that it's in Pe Avosh, and it controls the entire Guf. Okay.
It's related to its OVU, thickness, coarseness.
It determines what will happen in the whole Guf. The screen that stands in Pe Avosh determines what's going to happen in the whole Guf. Where are we, Gilad?
Item 100. It's related to its source is in the Peh. It is Malchut of the Rosh called Peh. It is regarded as the origin of the entire light that expands in the Guf of the degree because she extended it through the first look that is done in her.
Yes. Okay. Where are we now?
Now, item 9, words of the Ari. A record that remained after the departure of the light became a vessel. Item 9. It is known that when the upper light expands and disappears once more, it necessarily leaves a record below. That light is the record that remains below. When the upper light departs and becomes concealed in its origin, the light of this record remains below without that upper light. Then, a vessel is formed by the distancing of the remaining light. The expansion of the light and its departure later caused the making of a vessel.
גרם להעשות מציאות כלי.
טוב.
Okay, below we have 200, right?
Yeah, item 200. The reason for the expansion of the light, 200. The vessel is made primarily through the record that remains after the departure of the light, as explained here in the words of the Ari. Hence, both are equal in the making of the vessel. Therefore, two couplings are needed here, called the first look and the second look. The first look is for the expansion of the light, while the second look is for the departure of the light. It is by these two phases of couplings that the vessels of reception of the degree are completed. As it is written, as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, so the Lord will rejoice, etc. Rejoicing means coupling. There is an upper coupling to destroy, meaning the departure of light, as there is an upper coupling to do good, meaning expansion of light. For that reason, they are both called rejoicing.
These two couplings are then called sason, a great rejoicing.
No.
What else do we have here? Where were we? Okay, 10.
Item 10. Since the light departed at once, only one vessel was made, and it is called Ketel. Item 10. When the first light departed once more, it departed at once in a single moment. Hence, all the remaining light became one vessel. It is called a vessel called Ketel, since the upper light had not yet been distinguished in 10 Sfirot, for there being 10 Sfirot had not yet become apparent. The reason it is called Keter and not some other Sfira is that Keter is always close to the emanator. Item 300. All at once. Although couplings by striking are done there along the departure of the light, and because of it, four levels of 10 Sfirot emerge one above the other, it is still regarded as a single departure at a single moment. It is so because the upper light copulates with the screen as it becomes refined and concealed. Therefore, these couplings are not regarded as expansion.
So it rises and rises back, and it's not couplings of expansion, but of departure. Okay. Do we have any questions except for this, if you want to ask me?
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7, please.
Раф, подскажите, пожалуйста, вот я так понял, что истоклут алиф и истоклут бет.
From what I understand, Istaklut Aleph and Istaklut Bet, it's like to look at the pleasure, appreciate all that's in it, then taste, and then already to analyze that pleasure inside yourself to say, yeah, it's good, suitable.
Well, let's say yes for now. PT3.
You said I'd recommend every group to have a daily meeting every day for a few minutes and talk about what do they demand of each and every friend in the group.
I can't elaborate on it if you have it, so I was speaking for nothing. But if you don't, so it's worth thinking about it to have more more of an internal life in the tent.
Well, every tent has at least two meetings, some have three, besides the afternoon lesson and the prayers of the world Kli.
Good, so I don't have anything to add to that. Anything else?
No.
No. So, good. Gilad, you wanted to ask something?
Niv's question.
Okay. So, all the best to everyone. We went through the 9th of Av. It was kind of difficult. You could feel it. Many people that felt the heaviness and the shattering. That truthfully, it's in the foundation of creation. Because the ninth of Av isn't that some time came 2,000 years ago and some temple was destroyed. But by building the Adam Rishon, this flaw was already there. And then it was revealed and kept being revealed in these days and so on in each and every year until sometimes it reaches such a shattering like the first temple, the second temple, and all kinds of troubles and problems. But the root of this was already in the creation of Adam Rishon, meaning in the general system when it was created, that the place of birth and the appearance of the evil inclination, it was the source and the reason to all these phenomena. Okay, so still all the best to you all. We went through it. Now we're advancing to happier days. So what's we going to have today?
Yeah, so today, 10 till 10:40 Israel time, we have a recorded rerun of the writer's meeting, and from 12 till 1, the afternoon lesson, and let's sing.
Every corner of the world we've been searching, together following the scent that leads to life. Through each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves. Shines in us forever. Every broken heart, it's you that binds us all together. It's you that lights our hearts forever in a place beyond the veil.
Together we ride, together we ride, together we ride, together we ride. Gonna find a way to go above my reason. Gonna find a way to love outside myself. Through each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves.
Together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise.